בשם כל ישראל יעלה ויבוא ויגיע גוד חוידש, גוד חוידש, חוידש ניסן נפלא. I want to bless everyone that we should just go ya'ale v'yavo, we should go higher out of this hard place and come yavo to the time of our own personal and national redemption. I'm streaming here from Yerushalayim. Fortunately, I'm not able to physically be with the Chevra tonight, or a little bit physically disconnected. But the amazing thing about these little phones is that it reminds us that we're all always connected. Spiritually, we can be so far away, but every single good deed that we do, every single bad deed that we do, disconnects or connects us to each other, to Hashem. We're all really connected. So if you're listening tonight, it's proof that we're all connected, even if we're physically far away. We're always so connected. So I'm going to do a few beautiful recordings based on Rav Shlomo's amazing Sefer Lev HaShamayim, which I have the zechut to be translating. And what's awesome about this Sefer is it's like almost word for word the actual way Rav Shlomo gave it over in his talks preparing Yakar for Pesach just a few years back. So it's not just about the words, I could paraphrase it and give over the vort in 3 minutes, but rather it's actually being there with Rav Shlomo and, you know, having his spirit lift us up to a higher, better place out of this hard situation. So, you know, if we can be physically connected, even though we're not spiritually connected, even if we're not physically connected, we can also be connected. Even if in time we're not, you know, we're not there, but in Rav Shlomo's not physically with us, but we're really connecting to Hashem, to each other. The first piece I want to share is obviously connected to this crazy time period that we're in. And it's the original context, Rav Shlomo's talking about mistakes in the Torah Sheval Peh. Shlomo's been advancing this theory that Pesach is a time when we connect to the Torah Sheval Peh, not to the written Torah, but to the oral Torah. And in fact, many, many of the customs and laws of Pesach come down from the oral Torah. And it's all about the oral Torah, which I'm going to explain, is all about the things that evolve from the mistakes of life, from the hard places in life. And during this hard place for the world, we're going to try to deepen it and make it higher. So let's go inside. Omek ha'chayim ha'Torah mitoch tariyot. The depth of life and the Torah from mistakes. V'chshav ba ha'omek hachi amok. And now comes the deepest of the depth. Ha'ish betzer omer, the Heilige Ish betzer teaches us, she'ashem chava ba mi'yachava da'at. The word Chava, like Adam and Chava, Eve, really comes from the phrase Yechava Das. What does that mean? Lachvot zelarot lachamashu shelo haya masig levat. To give you an experience is to show you something that you wouldn't have been able to experience on your own. V'umer, k'she'adam rishon kara li'ishto Chava, v'umar lo, when Adam called his wife Chava, he was telling her, you're the one that showed me the deepest depth of life. After man ate from the tree of life, he was so broken. I did a terrible mistake. Ani gamur, I'm finished. What did Chava teach him? Asita lo nachon, ata tetaken et zeh. You messed up, you can fix it. That's what Chava taught Adam. By the way, this is the deepest, deepest secret of marriage. When your husband and your wife messes up, will you be there to support him? Or are you going to knock him down? If you knock him down when he makes a mistake or her down, your mom is making the biggest mistake going back to the Garden of Eden. But if you lift him up when he's broken, that is the essence of marriage. It's what it's all about. That's the whole point, to never be alone, to always be there with each other. We're going to mess up. But what happens when you're down? Will be someone there to pick you up? And during this time when so many people are feeling lonely, are we there to help pick them up? Let me ask you, Yedidi, my precious friends, is the deepest depth of life when you do everything right? Lo, no. The deepest depth of life, who? You can mess up, and then you can fix it. And I'm doing everything perfect, so basically already in paradise. But what's the holiness of this world? The holiness of this world is that I can fix all of the mistakes. If you paid attention, have you noticed? The widening of the oral Torah Shabbat Peh, is when there's bayot, when there's problems. When you have to fix mistakes. Do you know how many thousands of books on shoots or shailas and tshuvas, questions and answers have been compiled in every generation? What are they dealing with? Not on situations where everything goes perfectly. And also not on problems that have already arisen. On new problems. And usually when something not good happens. Now listen up. Dafka al Pesach, specifically about Pesach, Shua Yom Tov Shel Torah Shabbat Peh, which is the holiday of the written, the oral Torah, Ish Kokach Arbe Tshuvot B'Halacha. There's so many answers and questions in Halacha. The whole fifth section of Mishnah Berurah is just in Hilchos Pesach. Mashal, Hayali Sir Gadol Shamarak Of Kasher LePesach. I had a big bowl of kosher LePesach soup. And a crumb of chametz fell within it. Oh, bishalti marak of Pesach. I made chicken soup for Pesach. Bishalti oto kol alel v'chater, and he left it all night in the courtyard. Meaning you that, and I don't know. Line mishu over liado v'zarak l'tocha peri. Maybe somebody passed and threw crumbs in it. O nagid, or for example, b'layla l'shivnei Pesach, bishalti yesher chatichot chametz liado chalon. And the night before Pesach, I left 10 pieces of chametz by the window. Now I only found 9, right? Who hasn't had that problem? I looked in the whole house and I couldn't find it. What do I do? There's unbelievable cases you won't believe in the poiskim. But you know what? That's why we came here. To fix the most complex areas. And that's what makes life so deep. You have no idea how many questions Am Yisrael is facing with this corona situation, the questions that the Rabbanim are getting, the questions that we as individuals are getting, the questions we're all dealing with. It seems so hard, but ultimately in the deeper, bigger question, that's what life's about, and that's what makes life so deep. Now listen to this unbelievable thing that the Ish Bitzer says. When did Adam Mamish marry Chava? This is amazing, this Torah. This is a chuppah Torah. When they hid from God under the tree. In the beginning, when God created them and placed them in Gan Eden, they didn't really have a chuppah. Hashem just brought and his wife.
But when they sat under the tree and hid from Hashem,
that was their
chuppah. Only when they made a mistake did they have a chuppah.
Amazing.
You know who a true friend is?
Someone I can tell when I do something not right.
That's the deepest. And that was the kind of Rabbi Rav Shlomo was. Anyone could come to him and tell him anything because he was always there for them to lift them up, never to break them down. So in our friendships and our family relationships and our husband and wife relationships, let's be zoicha to lift each other up during this hard time for Am Yisrael, for the whole world, to lift each other up during these hard times, because that's what we're here in the world to do. And Chas V'Shalom, never put each other down. Hope you enjoyed. More Torahs coming soon. Gevalt.